Welcome to the Contact Center Experts Show. This show is hosted by Nancy Monroe, CEO of Verbal Transactions, a voice enablement technology company. Join our discussion on how you can make your contact center a well-oiled machine.
Woo! Here we are. Woo! Raise the roof. They are excited, but they are socially distanced. They are wearing masks, I can tell.
Yes.
Welcome, welcome. So I have a phenomenal guest today, and many of you are probably familiar with my guest. So I'm going to be speaking to Judy McKee, a nationally known motivational speaker, seminar leader, sales trainer, and author. She has inspired hundreds of international, national, regional, and local companies to achieve double-digit growth in call center performance with her breakthrough Llama and Positive Coach Approach trainings. And Judy's been doing this a long time. I don't want to necessarily say how long, you know, to, you know, respect her. But through trial and error, she has learned what works and what doesn't work. With her roots in real estate, sales management, and training, Judy branched out into motivational speaking training for salespeople in many different business fields. So, I mean, she's authored 4 books. She works with her partner, Sally Cordova, with McKee Consulting, and just recently partnered with Verbal Transactions, and we are launching our first Llama simulation this week, in fact. So welcome to the show, Judy.
Thank you so much for welcoming me, Nancy. I can only tell you, I want to thank you. Start right off. Thank you, because you are going to help me to take my training all over the world in a way that I could have resisted. I used to be afraid of the technology. Yeah. And now I'm
Well, now we've digitally transformed you.
You have. You have. I was stubborn. I thought only in-person training works. And now the simulation has made it open, and I even learned from it. And I'm learning a lot from it. I didn't know I could do that.
Yeah.
It's wonderful to be with you.
Yeah. No, it's, you know, and especially, you know, as people are listening to this, and maybe years later down the road they're listening to this, but in this current time, there's something called COVID still, and people are still working remotely. And to practice role-playing or, you know, practicing certain things in your call center, it's a real challenge today. And so using our simulator, we're giving people the ability to let them practice on their own without the need to, you know, schedule something with somebody, have somebody watch you record a video and have somebody watch a video, because who has time for that these days? So, but I have to tell you, your Llama technique is just such a perfect technique to put into a simulator, because it's a certain pattern, but it fits into any sales situation or call center situation. And so why don't you explain to our audience what Llama is, for those who don't know.
Well, those who don't know may be doing some form of it, but it is a systematic way to have a conversation, yet it's in your own words. Because people want to feel comfortable. And through the simulation, they're going to be able to do the steps in the Llama technique so easily. It's a simple technique, but sometimes people find simplicity to be difficult. And so I've made it easier for them. So what Llama means is that first you listen to whatever the customer says. Then you acknowledge they said. In other words, you let them know that you got it or that you heard their need. You really got it, not just pass over it, but that you really heard it. Then you comment on it. Now, in the make a statement portion of the Llama, you can sell something, you can handle an upset, you can deal with the product knowledge. There's many, many things that you can do in the make a statement part. But what happens in call centers and with agents is they sometimes do not end on a question and they lose control of the path of the call. So Llama just works so beautifully because they can know if they if they acknowledged it, if they made a statement, and if they asked a question. And they do this throughout the whole call. Now, the Lama, that is an acronym, of course, for listen, acknowledge, make a statement, ask a question. And what the trainee does is they do that over and over and over again. The funny thing is, and I think you'll really get this, when a customer service department answers the phone in the first place, they almost always do a Lama. They don't know it is a Lama.
Right,
they hear the customer. They said, hello. They said the name of the company, which might be the statement or their own name. And then they say, how can I help you today? Ending on a question. And when I go into call centers, it's always a shock. It's a shock when the managers and coaches listen to the calls and they discover how many times their agent did not acknowledge or did not end on a question. They thought they just make a statement and quit. And that needs to be happening all throughout the call. Otherwise, the agent doesn't feel it and the customer doesn't hear it. That's how that goes.
It is simple, but you're right. It's sometimes people need to get their head wrapped around it.
That's right. And with the simulation, they can hear it. They start to hear it themselves. This was when I first tried it. I thought, oh my gosh, I've been resisting this for years, and I should have been teaching it. It really is. It's a miracle of technology that that which I resisted for so long can really hear all of the words and expressions in a way that allows the agent to do their work correctly and yet not have someone micromanaging them. It's really hard in the call center. Don't you think that's right?
Yes.
Hard to them?
Yes.
Yeah.
They have so many, somebody said to me one day, they have so many thermometers stuck up there, you know what. It's just nerve-wracking for them, you know, to even try to be personable with the customer because everything's being micromanaged to the point they don't feel comfortable themselves just doing their job.
Exactly. And, you know, I trained a company once, I won't mention their name, but they had a quality call check form that was 3 pages long.
Oh,
and I looked at them and I said, do you actually think your agent has to perform in this way on a 2-minute phone call? They said, oh, yes, we have to have this, we have to have that. Well, the first thing I did was separate customer service from sales, you know, because some of them weren't even sales calls. They were marking them down if they didn't offer a product twice. And I said, wait a minute, it wasn't a sale. It wasn't a sales call. And they said, well, yeah, but it's still on their form.
Jeez.
So we taught them the Lama. And with a simulator, you could do that in any company. You could actually simulate all the different ways that an agent could acknowledge, and the simulator picks it up. I mean, I'm just amazed at this technology. I know it's only going to get bigger and better.
Right. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I was just on a call the other day, and I'm thinking, oh, this is so perfect for Lama, because the guy said it was a spa, a retreat spa, and he said the people weren't, and most of the people calling in were repeat customers, but their close rate was only 25%. And he said, because they're actually massage therapists or, you know, people that give the facials, or so they would put them on the phone part of their day, and the rest of the day they were, you know, working with customers, and they didn't want to feel pushy. I'm like, oh my God, this is so perfect for Lama.
It is. You know, I once trained a beauty salon right on the spot, just because I said to the lady who fixed my hair, I said, what kind of shampoo? I see you have a bunch of shampoos here. And so she said, oh, yes, we do. We have a whole line of shampoos. And I said, well, what can I take that'll help me in Florida? What do you have to help me? Because in Florida, it's very humid, and my hair goes down like that, and I don't want that to happen. And so she pointed something out to me, and I said, what is interesting about this exchange that we're having, her name was Sarah. I said, Sarah, is that you should be selling me all these products.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, I never want to sell because I don't want to be pushy. And I said, well, I'll tell you something. If you were to offer me the product but use this technique, it would be friendly. It would be helpful. It would be like you're doing your job. You
right.
know, you could have said, Judy, I have this wonderful spray that if you put this on your hair just before you go outside in the humid area, what's going to happen is it's going to keep your hair not stiff, but it's going to keep your hair from dropping down in this humidity. Would you like to try a sample? Now,
perfect.
There's a llama for you.
There's a llama.
Yeah.
Now, you had shared with me earlier about another story about a call center that was pretty aggressive in their technique. And it and it made the employees, you know, stressed.
That's
and
right.
And yet you went in there and taught them llama, and it was not aggressive, and they were having more success. But the manager got mad because you were following these aggressive techniques.
Exactly. That is why you have to really use something like a simulator, because it's either that or if I go in to solicit the job, you know, or I get called and offered the job, I have to convince the people at the top that this aggressive technique, this pushiness on the phone, this way of expressing yourself, even if they're asking questions, they may ask a question like in a used car dealership, and the manager think it's a good thing. They think it's a good thing.
Right.
So you think that's fair, don't you, Nancy?
Right.
You know, I mean, how does that make you feel? That makes you feel
right.
like, wait a minute, who's deciding what's fair or not?
Mm-hmm.
So I just went in, and I teach them how to be soft, but at the same time, they get to guide the path of the call. And when they can guide the path of the call, they can cut their call time in half. You know, for, who was it, AT&T, it wasn't AT&T, I'm sorry, it was Bell Telephone in the South. And they were taking telephone calls, and their call time was huge. They were trying to explain how to send the package back. It was like a fulfillment problem. And in doing so, the call took about 5 or 6 minutes because it was a difficult process to send the package or send whatever the customer had bought back. And so what happened was we taught them how to llamatize it, and they were uncomfortable at first because we were much shorter. We got the job done in 2 minutes. Actually, it was 1 minute. 113 seconds. Yeah, that's nice. They were timing it. I mean, time is money to the call
yes.
centers, you know. And when they can simulate the practice instead of having to go to class, imagine the time that would be saved. They could practice on their own. If they got it right the first time, they just move right on with that simulator. If they didn't get it right the first time, no one looking over their shoulder. They can go, oh, I could say that better. I just listened. I could say that better. And they do. And they correct themselves. That always brings me to another point. I hate to just, you know, belabor the point. But when someone can teach themselves with self-correction, it changes their world. Because they did it themselves, and they can do that with the simulator.
Right. Absolutely.
It's wonderful.
Well, the other thing it does, and this came up with a recent customer, they were just astounded at the feedback. So if you're giving somebody, if somebody makes a mistake and you wait to tell them they made a mistake, or in a call center, they may get a report at the end of the day or the end of the week or whatever, and somebody then tells them, oh, hey, you missed up on this call, you know, the chances of them messing up again are much higher. But if you catch the mistake immediately and correct someone and help them do it the right way, the chances of them making a mistake again decrease because you're doing it in the moment. And that's what the simulator does extremely well is, oh, I didn't hear you state your name. You know, let's try that again. and it gives you that ability to, as you say, learn self-correct in the moment.
Oh, that to me is amazing, because I've always been, through my career, I'm always on the side of the agent. I'm always on their side. I mean, I've mm-hmm. taken CEOs out of major companies and said, come on down on the phone for a minute. And they are terrified, first of all.
Yeah.
And second of all, they go on and they can't believe all the things they have to handle. And now they have another respect for that agent who's getting paid in those days minimum wage.
Mm,
you know,
right,
and so
right.
if now we hire people and bring them into the call center, we want to keep them there. We want to have them work for 2 years. When I train them, I always say, look, stay in one place for 2 years until you master
mm-hmm.
it. And then you can write your own ticket anywhere you want in the world. You can,
right,
because you will know how to treat a customer, how to sell to the customer. You will know how to upsell and cross-sell. You will know how to handle a difficult situation, because even
mm-hmm.
if you don't have the answer, you have the llama technique to get you through. It's like something you can really lean on. And now, with the simulator, they can practice all those things. I mean, you can tell I'm
yeah.
excited by this. Because, I mean,
yeah.
really,
well,
I have
an older... Well, and it teaches them to think on their feet.
Exactly. They have to think on their feet, because we are not scripting out every word.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
mm-hmm.
you know, we give them 10 different ways to say things, and probably if a company wanted a customized course, they could ask for us to put some more things in there, because the simulator can hear 50 ways to
right.
leave your lover.
Right.
You know what I mean? That really dates me, doesn't it?
Well, me too, then. I know exactly what you're saying.
That's too bad. I'm sorry for you.
That's funny. You know, that's what I call a milk parlor song. And the reason I say that is I grew up on a dairy farm, and back then that was one of the songs that we'd always just play the radio as we're milking those cows. And I remember any
right.
song that was playing when I was back milking the cows as a child, if I remember that song from those days, I call it a milk parlor song.
Oh, my God, that's great. That helps you to remember. That's so good. Well, you know, I don't do the in-house training anymore. My daughter, Sally Cordova, does it. And
mm-hmm.
she watched me do it one day, and then she said, Mom, the reason they didn't laugh right in there was because they're all so young and they didn't know your joke. So I said, well, that's
yeah.
just a sure sign that you ought to do it, Sally, so get to work.
Ah, there you go. There you go. Yeah.
But, you know,
yeah,
the llama came, I wanted to tell you how the llama came to be, really,
yeah.
so many years ago when I was, and I hope your audience doesn't laugh at this, I used to play songs in cocktail bars, play the piano in the corner of a bar, and entertain to make extra money in those days.
Mm-hmm.
And that was
yep.
my job. And I noticed something about people. And that is, they would request a song, and I learned very quickly that there are a million songs I do not know. And so they didn't forgive me, though, when I didn't know them. Now, that was
mm-hmm.
very interesting. They
mm-hmm.
would, oh, sure, you know it. It goes like this. Or, yeah, you'll know. Everybody knows that song, you know, and so on.
Right.
And I noticed that they didn't forgive me, even though I was so apologetic. I'm so sorry. I don't know that song. It's a great
yeah.
song. I just don't have it. And even if I did, it's not in my key. And I can't do
mm-hmm.
this. And I would stop because I didn't know any better. I didn't know what to do. But I wanted that job. I had 3 children. I brought them up alone. And I'm
mm-hmm.
telling you, I needed the work and I needed the job. That's, you know, when people say, what motivated
yeah.
you? Well, that motivated
yeah.
me. I needed to feed 4 people. So I worked the extra job. Well, when I did, what I thought of when I went home, and this is what everyone could really learn from, and that is what works and what doesn't work. And I couldn't figure out when I responded how sorry I was, why that didn't work, why they didn't forgive me. And so one night I'm sitting there thinking, and I saw this disappointed look on one of the customers' faces.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, see, he's disappointed not because I don't know the song. He's disappointed because he wanted to show off that he knew a song.
Mm.
He wanted to play it for his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Or something. He had another motive, another
mm-hmm.
thought,
mm-hmm.
agenda that I didn't know about. So I thought, I have to take control of this because I want to keep the job. I want to keep the customer happy. And so the next time someone asked me for a song I didn't know, you know, what I would do is I would say something like, oh, thank you for asking for that song. It's an absolutely great song. And the problem is that I don't happen to know that song, and I also promised Barbara Streisand that she could keep it all to herself. but since it's a love song, I know a beautiful love song. Would you like me to dedicate it to someone? Would you like
perfect.
Me to dedicate it to someone? And they said, oh, yeah, sing a love song and dedicate it to Mary, you know? And
yep.
the world shifted at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
The world
mm-hmm.
for me shifted. It was an epiphany. And when I went into
that
sales, eventually I quit
it's
that.
Amazing.
It is, isn't it? That I took control by asking a question that made them happy to answer. Call centers need to do
mm-hmm.
all over the
mm-hmm.
country. And they don't know, you know, it's like Sherlock, where's the missing barking dog, you know? In other words, there's something missing, but you can't find it because it's missing. And if you listen to the call, you'll find that many, many times the agent means well. They take care of business,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
but they didn't acknowledge the situation. That's a real big
right.
possibility.
Right.
Or
right.
they didn't end on a question where they take control of their call time and of the situation. And they can learn to do this with the simulator. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I'm overwhelmingly excited about this. And I'm not even upset with myself for having not done this 10 years ago. But I didn't.
Well,
and now it's needed more than ever.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and your whole thing around the make a statement, you know, that's when I was working with Microsoft a couple years back, they were trying to design a simulation for their tech support engineers, and they called it paraphrasing, you know, but it's the same
yeah.
thing. And I said, do you have an example of somebody doing this correctly? And they said, no, we don't. We don't have anybody that's doing this correctly. And so they had to, like, fabricate a sample for me or a storyboard, you know, and that's the one thing that a lot of the, especially tech support engineers, they don't paraphrase. So let me make sure I understand the situation versus they just jump to automatically assuming they know the answer to the problem.
That's correct. I have trained many, many tech departments, and they have a lot of problems with it because
mm-hmm.
they don't acknowledge the problem. You know, you could call up in the olden days, I could call up the computer people, and they would say, I'd say, I have this problem with such and such. It's doing such and such. And they would say something like, did you plug it in?
Yeah.
And so the very first tech company I ever trained was called Telemagic. Oh, God. That
oh, gosh. Yeah, I remember those.
But
yep.
Telemagic. And they had wonderful technicians, a great program, terrific software. The man who ran the place made millions of dollars with it, but
mm-hmm.
it was after I taught them the llama, and he used to acknowledge me all the time because the agents were really techies, and so that wasn't their thing, their bright side conversation, but the world
mm-hmm.
is different today, Nancy. The world is so different. The techies have come out of the closet. They're running the world now,
yes.
and so they're on,
yes.
they're on phones a lot. And they need to learn to acknowledge what they hear instead of immediately just spewing out the answer to the question.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
it's very, very interesting. Have you been training other companies that have techies?
Well, Microsoft's probably the largest one that we've done. And I would say that's probably the predominant tech company that we've worked with. But certainly you know, there's a lot out there that can benefit from this as well.
It's really a happening in this 2021. And like you say, the COVID happening, putting everybody at home. I can tell you the agents that are working from home either have a child running around their feet or crawling on the floor or irritating them in the background, and they need to get their call time shortened, but they haven't got all of the support that they would love to have because they're lonely there. Many of them are lonely. And then what happens, I'll only tell you something else that happens. They quit their job. Maybe if they're hungry and they have mouths to feed, they don't. But if they can take a chance on getting a job somewhere else where they're not so either micromanaged or there's no coach. The coach has got 40 people now, and they're all have to be called on the phone to train them because they have to go on Zoom or something. And they could self-train, and they could call their manager and say, listen to my tape on this. Look how good I am. I practiced it a couple of times. I fixed everything that we had. I cut my call time by 5 minutes. Those are miracles. And then they'll get acknowledged and keep their jobs. I just want to give you a little statistic I got on that from Salesforce. Salesforce called us and we're going to do a little work for them. And they wanted me to talk on a meeting that they were having on Zoom all about the fact that 95% is the number in call centers, this is just before the COVID, that quit their jobs in a year. Now, if you have some idea what that costs the call center, the company, to replace those people, 95%, and some of it is more than that. They get an average of 95. You know there's a lot that were more than that. I trained a company where it was 100 turnover in every 6 months.
Whoa. 100%. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
And I went in and I said, the reason is because you're picking on the people. They're, they're doing their best, but you're not making it easy for them. You're quality call checking them to death. Let's get them a way to speak so that won't happen. Let's not fix our form. Let's fix the people. Let's help them. And if I had had your ACES program then, oh, my gosh, I could have made a huge difference with this company because we could have taken every one of the errors that were commonly done and fixed them with the simulator, and they would get a chance to fix it, and they wouldn't quit.
Yeah.
This is a big deal. So glad you're there.
Yeah, it's huge. Well, now call centers can recruit outside of their geographic territory, but they're still, you know, they're still struggling with how do I onboard somebody? I can't put them in a classroom. You know, Zoom's okay, but, you know, and so, you know, I keep trying to, you know, encourage them to use the simulator because it naturally observes, or artificially observes, I guess, because it's AI, it will observe what the agent is doing and report on it every single step of the way. So this is the only training tool out there that can observe everything from the greeting to the authentication to the asking open-ended questions, clarifying, you know, paraphrasing and making a statement, and then leading the call. So I can tell without having to sit there and watch somebody, I can look at the report and so, it took them 3 times to authenticate the customer correctly. So now I know what to coach them on. So there's no second guessing on what you're coaching to.
Oh, that is such a good thing that the simulator can do. Absolutely. They can coach to the thing that really needs coaching. Some of these people have been on the phones for a long time. They know how to handle, you know, 80% of the call without an issue. And yet the 1% or the 10% or the 20% of the call that is not perfect is getting corrected or quality call checked or they're getting punished for it. And so they know, they're smart. They deal with it, 40, 50 times a day.
Yeah.
So they know what to do. Oh, it's 8:30.
Well, on our last... And my last question, Judy, I hate to end this conversation.
Yeah.
It's always so much fun with you. You know, what words of advice would you like to give out there to our listeners as far as keeping people motivated and excited about their job?
Well, the most important thing I have to say for all call center managers, coaches, or quality call staff is to motivate, not use feedback that is considered to be critical. Instead, positively coach them, help them to self-correct like they could do if they had the simulator, and allow those agents to feel like real people. These people buy life insurance. They go to the doctor. They drive their car without any problem. This is a two-minute customer call, and they know how to do it. So the leadership needs to be motivating and inspiring, and at the same time, they could help that agent self-correct and build their self-esteem. The biggest thing in the world is help your agent, however you can do it, build their own self-esteem. That's what I would tell
them. That's awesome. That's awesome. And our audience agrees with that. They love it. Those are golden words to live by. Well, thank you for your time today, and I'm sure we'll be doing this again in the future, and I am very excited about helping get the word, the llama word out there through our simulation technology and with you and Sally by my side.
Well, thank you, and we're delighted to be with you. It's going to be a wonderful partnership, Nancy, and we're going to change the call center world with it.
If I have anything to do with it.
Make those agents
right.
happy to be at work. Okay,
awesome.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.